Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
There she was. She was hanging out with her friends, having a couple brewskis, watching some sports. Then all of a sudden, one of her friends kind of pissed her off. So she thought, you know what? I'm going to slap him and teach him a lesson. Now she wants to know, is she the a-hole?
For laying hands on somebody? Probably.
Sounds like it.
Literally slap somebody across the face in public. And she's wondering if she's being an a-hole.
100%. But you'll be surprised. I think I'm on her side.
Okay. You're on the slapper's side.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to teach a man a lesson. And, you know, I'm never going to argue with that.
Wow.
So I got this email from a P1 from Columbus, Ohio. And sports are huge in Ohio. Apparently, that's what she tells me.
And if you don't know what a P1 is, then you're not one. That's all you need to know.
They have our emails. That's how you know. And so she sent me this email that wants to know if she is the a-hole. So here's what the email says. It says, am I the a-hole? I'm from Columbus, Ohio, so college football is a big deal. I went with a group of friends to a tailgate at the highly anticipated 2021 opener, Ohio State versus Oregon game.
That is huge.
Yeah, massive game. The group of friends was a blend of my own and my significant others. This story revolves around me and one of his friends, who, for the purpose of the story, we will refer to as Chris. And apparently, Tommy, you're supposed to get this joke. Is there like a Chris that we all hate?
Is there a Chris? Everybody hates Chris.
Well, that is the name of a show.
That makes sense. So everybody hates Chris in this story. So as true Columbus folks do, we pre-gamed at a friend's house and journeyed over to the stadium on foot. Now, I will take a break here to give the background on our dear friend Chris, whom everybody hates. I had been with my then boyfriend for about 2 years. I was close with all of his friends, but especially close with Chris. My boyfriend was in the entertainment industry and had friends all over the country. Chris was the only one in his main friend group that lived in Ohio. Chris was the guy in the friend group that took all the beatings. He was the easy target. I often found myself coming to his defense when other guys took things too far, which is how our own friendship grew. Trust me, though, this guy did earn most of what he got, and I have plenty of stories, but for time's sake, I will just list a few unsavory qualities. The first is that he's a perpetual liar about small things and was often caught in his lies. The second, he'd provoke people by making unnecessarily disrespectful remarks. The third is that he would ask for money and favors constantly, but when favors were asked of him, he refused or made excuses. So back to the story. Keep in mind, copious amounts of alcohol were consumed. So Chris was being his typical disrespectful self at the pregame, particularly toward the host. He tried to get me in on some of his jokes and I refused. I joked back and I said, you need to chill because you're going to end up being slapped. He shrugged it off. Then as he kept making comments, I continued to reiterate, you're acting like you want to get slapped. He then called the host a beep because she wouldn't play the song he requested. And I was like, that's it. One more time and I'm going to beep slap you.
You'll get quite a few warnings.
Yeah. That's a lot of shots.
Yeah. He had a lot of chances.
It's not like he could say, I never saw that coming.
No surprise.
We're literally like half a dozen deep.
Yes.
This is warning number three. So keep in mind at this point, we are somewhere between laughing and joking about around to being dead ass serious. So once we began walking to the stadium, I told him, you have 3 strikes and then I'm a beep slap you. He said, bet. As we walked around and bar hopped to the stadium, I was checking him. That's 1. You got 2 left. Oh, you're down to 1. And then he did it. He said something else. And I was like, that's it, Chris. You're getting beep slapped. We were both laughing about it, but legitimately agreed to the fact that he would get slapped. He wouldn't know when or where to expect it.
So it wasn't happening immediately.
Nope.
But she told him when he least expects it, he's going to feel pain on the side of his face.
It's coming.
I sort of love this relationship.
I do too. So we shook on it. The plan was laid out. I told my then boyfriend and the host, who was the target of his insults, that it was game times two. And they were in on it. Halftime came. The Bucks were down. With broken hearts and exhausted livers, we decided to part ways and finish the game elsewhere. But before we left, I saw my opportunity. I told my boyfriend, it is time. He pulled his phone out to record. Oh, a commercial was on the big screen, and I unsuspectingly walked to Chris's direction, pretending to vibe out to the jingle playing through the speakers. Then it happened. I slapped him. My boyfriend was laughing, and so was Chris. The moment passed. We all walked home, except Chris and another guy who continued to go on bar hopping. While we watched the second half of the game, my boyfriend's group chat started popping off. Chris had gone to the guys who were not in attendance and told them about how I assaulted him out of nowhere.
Oh, really? Okay.
This is a typical Chris move because he's a perpetual liar.
Mm-hmm. And everybody hates Chris, so mm-hmm. it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His friends were confused at first because they knew I was Chris's defender, but quickly believed his story and were making statements like, I don't care how long I've been with a girl, if she lays her hands on my homie, she's done. And suddenly, my boyfriend acted like he didn't even know if our agreement was legit since he wasn't there when it was made. Chris knew no one was paying attention when we shook on it, even if they heard out banter, that they didn't see the official agreement. He boiled it down to thinking I wasn't being serious. So it was ultimately my word against his. Now there's video evidence of me going around me slapping this guy, and everyone thinks I'm the a-hole. But am I?
She got set up.
She got totally
she
set
got
up.
She got so set up.
I think it turned me around.
Yeah. No, I
Which
don't.
Which part?
All of it. She's not the a-hole.
She's not the a-hole. You want to politically correct and be politically correct and say you should never lay hands on anybody.
Never.
No matter what. Ever.
They shook on it.
They shook on it. That's your contract. Kind
of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not the a-hole.
Yeah, there was consent. I don't know what else to say except for the fact that the friends in the group chat are the a-holes.
And now he's the a-hole. No, I don't even think the friends in the group chat, because they've been fed a line.
Oh, this is true.
They've been told a story. So they're just believing what Chris said, that out of nowhere, she came out and slapped him across the face. And now there's video. Unfortunately, there's video evidence of that, but not video evidence of the handshake. So I don't even begrudge his friends for taking, coming to his defense, because if it happened to my girlfriend and she told me that, well, I would believe her.
Yeah.
And I'd be hating on the person that slapped her. So yeah, he got slapped and he's still the a-hole.
Yeah. That's a long day, ain't it?
Yeah. It is a long day.
That's a rough one, man.
I think we're all in agreement on this one.
Chris is the a-hole and we all hate him. Yeah.
The Burt Show.